RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
O'clock. Big weekend in the world of football. Welcome aboard Thursday morning show. Thursdays with friends, lots to get to. Gary Hess swings by. We've only got the East End schools left in high school football. Highland Springs and Verina will play this weekend. We've got rosters for the Big River rivalry. Lane Casadante joins us at 10:30. He'll be giving out the Dudley Award in a couple of weeks on CBS 6. That's for the best college football player in Virginia. I'll share my thoughts. I'll see if I can pry Lane's thoughts out of him. Parney joins us at 11 o'clock, as he does each and every week. Good Thursday night football tonight. We got the Cowboys and the Lions, but most importantly, Megan's here, and this is bona fide the best week for animal news we've ever had.
I was just looking at your article.
Best week we've ever had for animal news.
Yeah.
Which one? You'll have to be more specific.
Oh,
there's
okay.
There's two giant animal stories in Richmond this week.
The cat flood.
The cat flood is phenomenal.
That's what I was looking at.
The cat cafe, where you can go have a coffee and hang out with cats. The cat knocked over a towel into the sink.
Oh my goodness.
And turned on the sink. And the whole building flooded.
Of course the cat.
And now it's closed for the rest of the year.
Of course.
Somebody's going to adopt that cat immediately.
That's insane.
Perfect cat. You can't get more cat than that.
Where the cats go?
Where do the cats go?
Yeah, where do they go?
I would assume back to the shelter, right? I mean, the shelter brings them. They hang out. You hang out with them at the cat cafe.
And
then you adopt them. You take them home.
I thought the cafe was the shelter.
Well, I think it is. I think that's an issue here. Yes. Like, you're supposed to fall in love with a cat at the cafe and take it home.
Yeah.
With you.
Yeah.
Well, that's hard to do when the cat's flooding the cat cafe.
It is.
Number two, the drunk raccoon. Mm-hmm. You know about the drunk raccoon.
I heard about it. I saw a little clip, but like, I didn't know what was going on. What was with that?
A raccoon broke into the ABC liquor store.
Oh my god!
In Ashland, knocked over the bottles of liquor, drank some liquor off the floor.
Stop.
Passed out in the bathroom.
Stop.
It's the perfect story.
I didn't even realize that was like local when I saw the clip online.
Ashland, right up
That's
the road.
Funny.
The Ashland ABC store.
Oh my god.
Perfect story.
Perfect story. Two perfect stories.
Two perfect stories. Good week for animal stories.
Yes, it is.
In Richmond. That's news you can use right there.
I love that. I love starting my Thursday morning with that. That's
absolutely
perfect.
Absolutely. And we'll continue the Thursday with some great football. Cowboys, Lions tonight, two teams that need a win to stay relevant, stay in the chase. Cowboys chasing the Eagles. As you know, only one team that can beat the Eagles, and that's the Philadelphia Eagles. But they seem to be interested in doing it, giving the Cowboys an opening. Lions in that ultra-competitive NFC North. We'll watch the Bears and the Packers this weekend. We'll turn in our card, make some picks at 11:30 as we do. Yesterday, National Signing Day, James Franklin at Virginia Tech. Tons of excitement around what he's building. A top 25 recruiting class at the end of the day. In short notice, he joined the ESPN crew to talk about the day and how it went.
Coach, thanks so much for being with us here on National Signing Day. As much as money has entered the conversation of recruiting over the last few years, it's still about relationships. How would you describe the conversations that you have had with recruits, specifically the ones that you were able to flip from your old job to your current one?
Well, it's still about relationships unless the gap of money is too wide. And I've been a part of a few of those as well. But yeah, I think that was a big part of this, right? Like most of the guys that we are signing today are guys that we've had relationships with 2+ years, with them, with their parents, with their high school coaches. We've established really strong relationships and trust and comfortability. And now, obviously, you know, we're in a different situation and a different brand with Virginia Tech. That for most of us, you guys on the show, we grew up with a Virginia Tech that was kicking butt and taking names. And this is going to be the type of class and type of young men that are going to help us restore that.
Kicking butt and taking names. I'd sign up for that, Virginia Tech football. He's so honest. I love it. Dan Quinn's got a little bit of that, too, where he just answers the question and he doesn't nug anything. You know, what's recruiting all about? Well, obviously, it's about money, number one. And then after that, is about the relationship. It's the tiebreaker after the money. If the money's a gap, you're not going to get the kid. If somebody can play for you for $100,000 or for somebody else for $1 million, it doesn't matter how good your relationship is, they're not going to play football for you. James Franklin acknowledging that. He's got the resources at Tech. He doesn't have to beat other teams. He just has to match. Then he leans on the relationship, leans on everything he's accomplished in his time in college football. Monster class. And yeah, we did the victory lap on this yesterday. So good. He was on CBS Sports, and he addressed the crumble cookie incident. Megan's sliding in today. Hazel's been here all week. Trolling everybody. The crumble cookies CEO stole Penn State's football coach by paying him more money to go to BYU.
Oh, that's funny.
And so James Franklin, who got fired by Penn State, served everybody crumble cookies yesterday at his Virginia Tech party.
Oh.
And because he's 10 out of 10, he's a master at this.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I just really like crumble cookies, which is a perfect answer.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I love it. Gaslight.
Everybody's trying to make a big deal out of this. I just really love crumble cookies.
Yeah.
Perfect answer.
Unproblematic.
We're James Franklin fans around here now. He's rebuilding Hokie football. UVA football has a thing where if they win, they're in the college football playoff. It's a great time to be in the state of Virginia. It's a great time to be a college football team in the state of Virginia. JMU, not without hope. If they win tomorrow night, and if Duke wins over UVA, all indications from the rankings are that JMU will be in the college football playoff along with the American winner. So they got to win, but they need a little bit of help as well. Going around the world of sports this morning, we don't traditionally do hockey until we get out of football season. But look, it's going to snow tomorrow. Everybody's already freaking out about that. Why don't we do some hockey? Milestone for the Caps last night. First, let's play Alex Ovechkin scoring a goal because it's what he does.
Delpovich, that'll go just a little bit wide, and again, San Jose cannot clear. Chychrun from center point lets it go. Rebound, Leonard, the chip in front, and Ovechkin scores again. It's his second. It's a power play goal for Alex Ovechkin, and the 911th of his NHL career. The Capitals blowing the doors off. It's 5-0 Washington.
Caps Sharks last night in San Jose on the Shark Tank. 7-1, your final Capitals win. Ovechkin scored twice. By the way, John Walton was kind of powering through it there. He was fading a little bit on that call. He was fighting through it. We fought through it before. I know what it sounds like to fight through it. He's fighting through it. We're not fighting through it today. I might be fighting through it after the Odyssey holiday party tonight.
But I am a little. I got a little flip.
You're
it's
fighting,
not fun.
You're fighting. Are you on mix today? Are you tracking for mix today?
Not today.
Okay,
tomorrow.
Good. All right.
If it doesn't snow, which it will. So
it's definitely definitely gonna freak everybody out. It doesn't.
Yes.
Maybe it'll snow, maybe it won't snow. It'll definitely freak everybody out. I'm calling it now, 10:09 AM Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
No chance we have school tomorrow.
No chance.
No definitely chance. Not. I mean, they just put that out right now.
Will it be better in the afternoon, though?
Sure. It always is. The sun comes out, melts the snow. Yeah. It's always better in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a show.
You'll do a show.
Snow, no snow?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a radio show tomorrow. The Friday Fun Show.
Yeah.
So you can listen to it on the Odyssey app if you're snowed in. A little entertainment for you. Nobody's getting snowed in. I'm not a meteorologist. Nobody's getting snowed in. Yeah. Everybody's going to freak out.
Just a little bit of snow to freak you out. Make you think you're snowed in.
I've seen this show before. Montgomery County, Maryland went on a two-hour delay Monday for school.
Okay.
Do you remember Monday? It was really cold and rainy.
Yeah.
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 That was it.
And so the delay just for that?
For the rain.
Was it like frozen? Like
no. No.
Okay.
Nope.
See,
just
we're
really
getting,
wet.
This is getting a little out of hand.
It is getting a little out of hand.
So we go from like a half an inch of snow, like not even a half an inch of snow, little flurries, and we're having like delays and stuff. Now we're having delays for rain.
The children are never going to be educated again.
No.
No chance.
No.
Back when I was a kid, we took snow days when they were legitimate. Tomorrow appears to be a legitimate snow day.
I was homeschooled, so...
Did you get a snow day or no?
So the rule was if I could build a snowman, I got a snow day.
Wow.
If I could not build a snowman, school.
Ooh, that's a high...
It was tough.
That's a high bar to clear.
It was a tough life I lived.
I know. I'd walk to school uphill both ways.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Capitals 7-1. Here's the history. First team in NHL history to have multiple goals in a game from a player who is... age 40 or older, Alex Ovechkin, and a player age 20 or younger, Ryan Leonard, who's the future of the team, both put up pair goals in San Jose in the same game. First time that's happened in NHL history. They're rolling. They're a lot of fun to watch, and they got the Olympic break, which I think will benefit Ovi. Last I heard, Russia's not participating in the Olympic hockey, so he's got to stay home. I know that bumps him out. I think that's really good news for the Caps. He gets a couple weeks to train. You remember last year, after the Four Nations break wasn't even as long, they came back from it. He was on fire. He'd been trained and he was ready. I'm predicting we talk about the Caps a lot this spring. We'll talk about VCU basketball a lot as well. Tomorrow is a VCU basketball game day here on The Fan. At one point yesterday said it was Saturday. It's not, so I'd like to apologize to the people I misled on that. It's Samford VCU. It's tomorrow night at the Stew. They'll play in the snow. I know that.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been to snow games there before. They're actually a lot of fun. Gary Hess on the other side getting this party started. Thursdays with friends on your home for VCU basketball in Richmond. 910 The Fan, now 105.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Your home for high school football in Richmond.
Every week we have fewer and fewer and fewer teams here to talk about that and more. Because it's fun on Thursdays. Welcome aboard, Gary Hess, 910 The Fan Sports Director. Gary, good morning.
How's it going?
Great. It's going to snow tomorrow, Gary.
I heard that. Makes me very happy that I'm currently working from home.
It was a little snow football. What do we have cooking this weekend?
It's funny. We have two teams left in the 804 still standing. And, hey, they both are in the East End, so there you go.
Both at home, too.
Yes, both get to play at home. Indian River, maybe some would call it an upset over Green Run. Highland Springs would have had to go down there, but Indian River will play up here at Green Run. And Verona gets to play Jefferson Forest, which is from Forest, Virginia, between Lynchburg and Roanoke in that kind of general area.
Let's double click on Verina for a second, Gary. They've been a buzzsaw in these playoffs. Dinwiddie, Huguenot, nobody's been able to hang with these guys. Are we looking at a team that is marching towards a state title here?
I do believe that. I do believe that. This is a team that I don't think will play Jefferson Forest or whoever they would play in the state championship game will be as good as Dinwiddie or Huguenot. I just honestly believe that. I think, in other words, they've already played their toughest competition. And so I think they have a real, the only team that I think can keep them from hoisting the trophy a week from Saturday is them. So maybe that's an 804 bias. But based on, and I've talked to some people who've seen video on all three teams, I think Verina is the clear favorite now in Class 4.
Well, we love to hear that. And after so many years of Highland Springs kind of carrying the torch for the area, and certainly I would suggest it's been an outstanding season for Highland Springs, even if it ends Saturday, to get to where they've gotten to with the team. They've had to fight to get some of these wins. But, man, it just seems like Verina is the gold standard right now.
I don't think there's any question that script flipped a couple of years ago. And then Verina finally broke through and won that title in 21. And it's been really, they've been really good. And I'll tell you this, knowing some of the kids and knowing the people around that program, this is a team that, first of all, the standard is the standard and all that stuff. But the other thing, Mike, is that this is a team that got to the Lynchburg last year and lost to Phoebus. And so there's a lot of returning players on that team that have that phrase unfinished business front and center. And so they are motivated to get back and go all the way, and I think that's what you're going to see. And I don't think this program is poised to go backwards anytime soon.
No, I completely agree with you on that one. We're going to have Lane Casadante on here in a bit. Lane runs, along with you, the Dudley Award. He'll give it out on CBS 6 in a couple weeks for the best college football player in the state of Virginia. It's Virginia's Heisman. I want to pick you don't have to tell me who you're voting for if you don't want to. But I'm forecasting this just from my seat, Gary. You're welcome to disagree with me. As a two-horse race between Alonzo Barnett at JMU comes back from a very bad injury very late in the game, returns, name the starter week three. JMU, of course, has the possibility to be a college football playoff team by the end of the weekend. Jamari Taylor, the UVA running back, who has led UVA to the verge of a college football playoff appearance and had 997 yards last Saturday night in the cold against Virginia Tech. The starters come out of the game. Tony Elliott says, I'll throw you back in there. You can get 3 yards. You can have a 1,000-yard season. He says, I'm good, coach. I love that we won. You love to hear that.
That just made me love him even more because his priorities are in the right place.
Yes,
it's that is great stuff. I think I agree with you on that. I think Colton Joseph's season is compelling down at Old Dominion. But I think you're right about that. I think it's those two guys. I think, you know, Taylor was the only player from UVA or Tech to make first team all conference. So, you know, I think that's a guy. But, you know, Barnett, boy, just the stats are incredible. But watching him play is almost even more incredible. You talk about a guy that really passes the eye test, Alonzo Barnett at JMU.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt about that. And I mean, to run through the Sun Belt undefeated, that is not a weak conference in any way. And Lanier's going to be tough to sort out too, Gary. You know this. You watch a lot of Christopher Newport football. They had an outstanding year. Randolph-Macon had an outstanding year. And, of course, Virginia Union was back in the playoffs. A lot of really good teams at that level as well.
Well, I'll tell you what. The linebacker, Iliadis from Randolph-Macon, had a great year. He's the defensive player of the year in the ODAC. But I personally think this one is also a two-horse race. The quarterback at CNU, Connor Berry, huge numbers, 35 touchdown passes, led CNU to an undefeated regular season. But Curtis Allen, the Prince George product, 2,400 rushing yards.
Is that
and
good?
30 touchdowns. Is that good? Exactly. That gets your attention in a big way. And so, it is. There's some very compelling cases, but I think Curtis Allen, I think, is probably the favorite, much like Alonzo Barnett is.
it's going to be a lot of it's going to be a lot of fun to watch these guys get their due and to see how it comes in. Because man, we've had some really good football this year at all levels. You've been following the high school scene, just a really good year, and to cap it off with James Franklin not only coming to town at Virginia Tech, but also flipping some Richmond kids, some really good ones too, adding a little beef to that, those lines. And we love, you know, Davian Brown, skill player, it was a Tyron Richardson going over there. We love to see the local kids stay here, and for it to happen under James Franklin, even better.
I totally agree with you. Now, Davian Brown is an interesting case because he had already committed to James Franklin. He just stayed with him.
Yep.
By decommitting from Florida State. Decommitted from Penn State, I think, the day after Franklin got fired. And then just said, okay, I'll go to Virginia Tech. I can support the Commonwealth and stay with James Franklin. So I think that works really well. But the Richardson kid from Hopewell, that's flipping a kid who was going to Oklahoma. That gets your attention because that's like, nope, not the SEC, the ACC in the Commonwealth at Virginia Tech. And it is, you know, with what Tony Elliott's been able to accomplish this year with that program and the excitement surrounding what James Franklin is bringing at Virginia Tech, it's an exciting time for the Hoos and Hokies. Be interesting to see who JMU hires as its new football coach.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to keep hiring really good ones that get taken away, and it's a badge of honor. It's kind of a testament to your place in the universe as a member of the Sun Belt in that group of six or what have you. So, and JMU's kind of the gold standard, one of the gold standard programs in the group of six, and they're showing that this year.
I said this about Phil Martelli Jr. when he got hired, and he had a little bit of a name, but I'll say this about JMU's coach too. Whoever they hire, whether it's next week or after the playoffs are over, whoever they hire, the day he puts on the hat and becomes coach of JMU is on everybody's shortlist in the group, in the Power Five, just immediately, because he's JMU's coach.
Right, because that's what JMU does.
Yeah. Why just pay a search firm when you can just watch what JMU does and then steal their guy?
Whatever works financially, yeah, definitely. So I'm not the least bit surprised Bob Chesney left or is leaving. I was a little surprised it was UCLA, but we'll see.
I said that about Kurt Cignetti. I don't know about that. Indiana. Okay, well, good for him. He'll cash some checks before he retires. I was wrong on that one, Gary, just
what?
A little bit.
Hey, Google him. He wins.
I love that dude. Gary Hess, walkthrough tonight?
Walkthrough tonight. We'll be talking to both coaches still alive, Lauren Johnson of Highland Springs and Marcus Lewis of Verina. And then we're going to bring on our friend Matt Hatfield from Virginia Preps and kind of break down we'll get kind of the skinny on some of the out-of-town teams and some of the other matchups still going on in high school football. Also, Indian River Highland Springs, we are carrying that game on our sister station, WRVA, Joint in Progress, shortly after kickoff after UVA basketball on Saturday afternoon.
And Big River Rivalry rosters are out. We'll have a couple weeks to talk about that, but one of the great 804 events every year.
Right, and yes, it is one, and it's. I love the fact that this has become something that the kids look forward to being a part of, and then, you know, it raises money for charity, for local charities at a time of the year where it's really important. So, great, and we'll definitely talk more about that. And one of the traditions of December is that the rosters, when they're released, will change before the game actually starts.
of all-star games share that tradition. Gary,
yes.
Great to hear from you. We'll catch you tonight on The Fan.
Yep, look forward to it. Be good.
All right, there he goes. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1
FM. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM.
The action's on 1140 WRVA this weekend. You'll hear high school football from Highland Springs at about 2 o'clock on Saturday. And then, of course, UVA takes on Duke, spot in the college football playoff on the line, 8 p.m. kickoff on 1140 WRVA. We love to welcome in our friend Lane Casadante, who follows all those things as the sports director at CBS 6. Lane, good morning. How are we doing?
Hey, good morning, MP. How is everyone?
Well, this is the one place today where you're not going to be preempted due to snow. So I just want you to know, we'll do that. We'll do that for you.
Yeah. What they call snow here, we would have called, wear an extra hat and walk yourself to school where I grew up.
Bagging upstate New York, a little bit different.
It is a little bit different.
Lane, such an impactful weekend coming here. We got Highland Springs and Verina on the verge of state championship appearances. Looks like nobody can touch Verina. They've been incredible. What's standing out to you as you get ready for the weekend?
Well, it's just that. It's that, you know, Verina coming out of Region 4B for the second straight year, they may have played their toughest opponent already. They're both of their toughest opponents in Dinwiddie and Huguenot. No disrespect to Jefferson Forest and whomever they might run up against if they make it to Lynchburg the following week, but, you know, getting out of that region is no joke, and they've done it 2 years in a row. Excuse me, 2 years in a row now, and they are well primed for whatever might be coming their way this weekend and next weekend, and with some unfinished business after making it to the title game last year and falling short.
And not just got out of it. Handled Dinwiddie and handled Huguenot, two teams that nobody's disputing are really, really good.
Sure, and the way they dispatched Dinwiddie, 34-0 you could have... You know, a lot of people thought Verina was a better team, not that much better.
Yeah.
And they have gotten in. And one of the trademarks of Marcus Lewis's teams is that they get better every single week. This year's team is no exception. If you saw them in August or if you saw them at the beginning of September, good team, better team now, because he and his staff just coach them up every single week and they get better. They play their best ball at just the right time. They're a little bit healthier. I was out talking with him Monday night. They've got a couple of kids back. They're still a little banged up. Everybody's banged up once you're playing in December. But they've gotten better every single week.
Lane Casadante at CBS 6, which was the home of the most watched regular season game in NFL history. 57 million people, Lane, watched the Cowboys and the Chiefs, beating the previous record held by last year's Dudley ceremony, I believe. We'd have to double-check on that, though.
Well, you know, I think there was also some miscounting there, so the Dudley may still have the award.
The hanging chads have yet to be fully accounted for. You'll be giving out the Dudley here in a couple weeks, which is always one of the great moments. It's the award for the best college football player in the state of Virginia. I won't make you share who you're voting for because you're hosting the show here, but it sure feels like two of the standout names this year, Alonzo Barnett, who came back from that gruesome injury. That's a tough injury to come back from. Does it? Beats the timeline, makes it back this year, wins the starting job from Sluka, and leads JMU on an undefeated run through the Sun Belt. They're on the verge of a potential college football playoff appearance. Jamari Taylor, running back over at UVA, they're on the verge of a potential college football playoff appearance. Pair of really, really good teams this year that have had some standout athletes.
Yeah, and a lot of people forget what happened to Barnett at the end of last year, because it was, the end of the season, and they lost, and they didn't go any further, or their season didn't go any further. But yeah, what he has been able to do, both with his arms and with his legs. Now, JMU's offense has, they've stalled here and there at times. Their defense has been lights out, and their defense has had a different person every single game step up for them. But yeah, Barnett has just had an unbelievable year, and Jamari Taylor, a walk-on at NC Central, and he leads the ACC in rushing. Now I know it hasn't been the best year for the ACC, and usually 900, if you don't get 1,000 yards, you're not going to lead the league in anything. But to walk on at NC Central and then lead the ACC in rushing, that's an amazing story.
Yeah, and could have gotten 1,000 yards, but came out with the starters during that Commonwealth Cup game up there at in Charlottesville.
True. Yeah, there you go. I mean, just a testament to what Tony Elliott and his staff scouted together up there to move this program as far forward as they have.
And on the doorstep of what I would think was a little bit unthinkable, UVA and the college football playoff, all they have to do is handle their business against Duke. Setting aside all that, which is great for them, the ACC cannot love this spot that we are in here, Lane, with Duke in the title game and not Miami.
No, and that's of their own doing.
Yeah.
This is the way they set it up. This was the scheduling, and this is what's going to happen when you have extra teams. Not everybody's going to play each other. There's going to be someone left out all the time. UVA did not play, I believe. Now you tell me if I have this accurately. I think I saw this. UVA did not play the teams that finished second through five behind them in the standings. Is that accurate?
Louisville fell off the pace at the end, right? So that would be true. Well, they played Duke, but they did not play Miami, Pitt, SMU, or Georgia Tech. So yeah, it would be 3 through 6 because they did play Duke.
Okay, 3 through 6. Okay, so that's a byproduct of the scheduling, and there's nothing you can do about it. All you could do is set up the schedule. But yeah, it's not a great optic for the ACC, but this is what they've got. And if Duke happens to get a little revenge and pull off the upset, which they are not favored to do, the ACC could be left without a team in the CFP, and that is not good. That is not good for business.
I got the conspiracy theory that if that happens, they're going to sneak Miami in over Notre Dame and do the oopsie doo. We've seen that before on unveiling day, Lane. We've seen teams jump without playing.
Yeah, and it can happen just based on what happens during the week, or what happens during the games this weekend. But your representative is a team that didn't even make your conference championship. Something doesn't add up. It almost negates and cheapens the championship games as a whole. Because it's like, why are we doing this? If these two are not going to get there, and if they do not have a spot, regardless of who wins, then why are we doing this?
You want to give me a guess on when the championship game weekend disappears? The number is going to be a very low number, Lane. Maybe 1 or 2.
Oh, I know. They make money, and it's a spotlight, and I get it.
I'm saying it'll be gone within the next 2 years.
Oh,
we're not
going to
be playing conference title games anymore. I think they'll be
done.
Yeah,
I mean, there's nothing. The teams don't gain anything. The teams do not gain anything. They don't gain enough. Duke, I'm sure, would have a very different attitude about this game because it's a huge opportunity for them. But for everybody else and for the conference, nobody gains enough.
Yeah, and if it's UVA and Miami, it's a play-in game. That's got juice to it. The winner goes, but that's not the way it's set up. We get the games as they're scheduled. Lane Casadante, CBS 6 Sports Director. What you guys got cooking this weekend?
Sorry, one second.
Oh, no worries.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight, well, Sean and I will be out at Verona and Highland Springs, as you mentioned, the state semifinal games for a chance to go for another title appearance for both of them. And tonight, we will have a profile of Richmond Spiders forward Jaden Daughtry, former LC Bird and Benedictine product, who spent the last 2 years at Indiana State, did very well, wanted to come back home, and will tell you why his Spider career almost ended 2 days after it began.
Spiders off to a very nice start this year, hopefully.
Very, very good win last night on the road at Belmont.
No question. Keep them around, boost the A-10 resume, get more than one team in this year. Lane, great talking to you. Enjoy the football, enjoy the weekend.
All right, Michael, thanks for having me. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Off he goes. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Yeah, be on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. You know what we do on Thursdays. We hang out with our guy, Parney. Parney, how's it going?
Well, it's going great. I can't tell you where I'm at right now because I would violate some HIPAA laws. But once again, we're coming to you from a place that we've never come before. So this show and this segment of this show breaks barriers every single week.
Every single week. You better believe that. All right. You had a wild record last week. You ready for this? You were 2-2-1. It's hard to go 500. In a five-pick format, but you pulled it off.
Yeah, what a year it's been in the NFL, right? Like, if you would have told me that the Bears and the Patriots would be two of the top records in the league, actually, I think they're two top records in the league.
And the Broncos right there as well. I think the Broncos were good, but not on anybody's bingo card.
The three of them not on anybody's bingo card.
Nowhere near my bingo card. I know that for sure. And I mean, Chiefs and the Lions might both miss the playoffs.
Yeah, and then you got once again the annual people in Pittsburgh calling for Mike Tomlin's head.
That is an annual tradition indeed. Also, yeah. Aaron Rodgers blaming his receivers publicly.
Yeah, but we got Adam Thielen now. I just added him to Nutsy Sackers roster for this week in fantasy. I think Adam Thielen will be the answer for the Steelers. Did you hear the chuckle?
You heard by it as well. Death, taxes, and Adam and Aaron Rodgers blaming his receivers and finding an answer midway through the season.
Well, they have done a great disappearing act. I mean, it seems like if DK Metcalf, who is also a Nutsy Sacker roster person, would spend as much time catching passes as he does fighting with whoever's guarding him, that would be a success for DK Metcalf.
He's on my team as well. He's not the one carrying it. I've got Tyler Warren, Pride of Atlee, carrying my team at tight end every week.
And so do I. He's been good. I was a little bit worried. I almost had to make a roster move because this is why when you're in fantasy, which I always used to make fun of people in fantasy until I got in the Sandwich League, defending champion, thank you. You got to watch the activation time because he was almost a scratch on Sunday.
Yes, he was. Illness on Saturday. Yeah, 90 minutes before game time, inactives. We know all about that. Took Hazel, my producer, up to the Commanders game last week. Here was the takeaway I got. You guys always talk about how terrible that stadium is, and I've always been like, they're probably exaggerating. But no, it's really bad.
The last time I went was like 10 years ago. It was bad then. It was kind of like how people talk about the diamond. And MP, guess who just walked into where I'm at? Again, I can't tell you where I'm at. But the hint is he's eating a Snickers.
Is this a Joe T?
Yes, Joe T.
Is this a Joe T signing? Joe T in the house. Let's go.
It's a Joe T signing. And when some later time I tell you where I'm recording from, people will be astonished that Joe T made our way back by security.
Joe T gets wherever he wants in this town.
It is Joe T. Richmond is the town of Joe T. I can't wait for them to put up a sign when you enter Richmond, home of the Joe T.
Can I tell you a story in that vein? Not about Joe T, but when we had our first kid, my wife actually had the kid. I just watched. when she had our first kid, we're in the hospital and they give you this like orientation. They're like, hey, it's very secure. You know, you need to log which guests are coming, when they're coming. They need to bring ID. They need to wear these wristbands, like all these things. Like, we don't know what's going on. So we're like, we're telling our parents that and like, hey, they're very strict and they need, you know, all that. So the day after she's born, there's a knock on the door and in walks Paul Woody, columnist, Richmond Times Dispatcher, which was a very lovely surprise. We love Paul
Woody,
of course.
Virginia Sports Hall of Famer.
Of course, yeah, Hall of Famer, a lovely guy, one of the all-time nice guys in the world. And my thought in that moment is, how'd you get past, like, all we've been told is how tight security is, and Paul Woody just walked in. I'm here to see somebody. Hello.
And let me tell you what Paul Woody probably said. You just got to act like you've been there before.
him and Joe T, this is their town, man. opening up doors.
So what's our overall record?
You were 33-31-2. I believe that's two games above 500. We just toss out the ties, right? Is that how we handle that?
Yeah, nobody's going on a cruise this year from Party's Picks, but you're still not having to explain to your wife where all the Christmas money's going.
I think there's plenty of time. We got, what, four more of these before Christmas? Plenty of time to make it all back is what I'm hearing. It starts today. It starts tonight. Thursday night football, Party. We got Cowboys-Lions, two teams on the brink here. Cowboys could still catch the Eagles. They, of course, have the tiebreaker at the moment. Lions are two back in that tough NFC North. Neither of them has a wild card at the moment. It's in Detroit, and Detroit's a three-point favorite.
And is 14? What's the status of 14?
That is a great question. I believe he is not playing, but let me, I'm pulling it up right now. Game time decision.
Ian
Rappaport says, my understanding is this is a 1 to 2 week injury, so probably most likely going to miss the game, but he has not been ruled out yet.
Yeah. Well, and it's a 3-point spread.
If Amon Ra plays, I don't know that you're cranking that up a ton, though. Cowboys are a good team.
They are. They're playing great, but I'm going with the Lions.
Yeah, I think that's a sensible play, although I said that on Thanksgiving as well.
they were focused on the stuffing and the cranberry sauce on last Thursday. They did not come to play.
They most certainly did not. Consolation bowl here on the Fan. Commanders at the Vikings, seven wins between them. Vikings are 1.5-point favorites at home.
I thought Washington played really well against the Broncos. I think the Broncos are really stout. I'll go with Washington in that one.
I agree with that pick as well. Steelers-Ravens, the aforementioned Aaron Rodgers. Steelers 6-point underdogs in Baltimore.
Steelers. They looked like absolute caca last week. And I think that they're all focused. I love the way Rodgers has been this year. I don't know what you think. I mean, as you know, I'm a Steeler fan because of our relationship with Jerome. But I think Rodgers has been anything but what people thought he was going to be. He's totally into being a Steeler. He's totally into winning this year. I think they're going to come back. And I was joking about Adam Thielen, but those wide receivers got called out. They're going to play a good game against the Ravens.
All right,
It'll be a slugfest like it always is.
All right, we disagree on this one. I think he's too hurt to play. I think he's too proud to sit out a game. I think he needs to sit one out and heal before he embarrasses the team further.
And then we'll go with Mason Rudolph. No, thank you.
Yeah, it wouldn't be pretty, that's for sure.
If Fidel Castro was alive, our government would send Mason Rudolph to Castro because he's the only person that can overthrow Castro.
That's a
good one, even though Castro's no longer with us. I use that one all the time still.
An absolute classic. NFC North battle for first, Bears-Packers. Packers 6.5-point favorites in Lambeau.
That's too many points. They're begging you to – what's going on with that? Like, they don't believe in the believe in the Bears after last week's performance?
People have not believed in the Bears all season long. It's crazy, Barney.
Well, I haven't until they ran for 7.5 miles last week on the ground. I'm going with the Bears.
Texans-Chiefs, good case to be made. The loser of this game is eliminated from playoff contention if they're not already. Chiefs are 3-point favorites at Arrowhead.
Well, what did I say last week or the week before that the NFL wants the Chiefs to be in the playoffs? You got to have some Tay-Tay in the playoffs, right? But the Texans look really tough too, so it's very tempting. But I'm just going to continue to ride with P. Mahomes and the Chiefs and Coach Andy Reid. We'll take the Chiefs in that one.
Ride them into the ground. Flying squirrels, nothing stuffs a stocking. Is that correct?
Nothing stuffs a stocking like the flying squirrels. New logo's hot. I've been wearing the new logos all around town. The new headwear is fantastic. So make sure you shop with my friend Jackson Hairfield up at the Squirrel's Nest. Also, I'm so excited. One of my favorite days of the year is coming up. You can see it on CBS6 if you don't want to see it live. But the annual Richmond Christmas Parade is happening. We'll be there. Tanya and I use that parade for our daily 2.5-mile walk together.
I love the Christmas parade, and I love that every year we get to reboot the video of Rudolph getting popped on the stop sign, which is an all-time great Richmond moment.
I don't know. It might be overridden now by the drunk raccoon in Hanover County.
I'm 1,000,000,000% into the drunk raccoon, Parney. That's the good stuff.
I tweeted yesterday, if that's not a minor league baseball promotion, I don't know what is. Somebody's got to have a drunk raccoon night at their ballpark in minor league baseball.
Isn't there a team named the Trash Pandas?
Yeah, that's our in-state rival with the Montgomery Biscuits, the Rocket City Trash Pandas, who named the team the Trash Pandas and proceeded to sell a gazillion dollars worth of merchandise.
I think Trashed Pandas is a pretty easy spinoff right there, Barney.
There you go. Actually, I need to call the guy that runs the team. If we're not going to do it here in Richmond, they got to do it down there.
I think the raccoon needs to throw out a first pitch. There's just no doubt about it to me.
I mean, you got Jack Daniels could be a good sponsor. Jim Beam, that's one smart raccoon. How did he drink all that booze and not cut himself on all the glass on the floor?
Genius, absolute genius move. And he can't get booked because he's a raccoon.
That's true. Does he get like a trespassing charge on that? Or like, did they book him or no? They didn't book him?
I mean, he's going to have to go to Raccoons Anonymous. He's going to have to sober up before I let him out back
out
in the wild.
I don't know who it was, but somebody tweeted out, I hope the raccoon gets the help he needs.
Our thoughts are with you, little guy.
Yeah, but anyway, nothing stops us talking like a flying squirrel. Christmas parade coming up. Lots of great activities going on around Richmond. It's the holiday season, which is one of my favorite times of the year, in anticipation of the 40 or so family members that crashed the Parnell household on Christmas Eve, which you should stop by. We live close together, I think, now.
Basically, yeah, we're in the hood. I love it. AWOD lives closer to me. I live south side. Nobody ever visits me south side because I act like you got to like ford the river like it's the Oregon Trail.
I did not believe when I moved here in 2009, people were like, nobody goes to the South Side. Nobody crosses the bridge. I'm like, come on, bro. That can't be true. That cannot be true. Well, guess what? It's true.
It's so true. It's so true. Yeah, it's a good thing I'm not single. You'd be at the bar like you said, hey, you know, we're hitting it off. Like, where do you live? South Side. Yeah, forget about it. I'm done. I'm never going to go see you. This is one of my favorite segments every week. Parney, be good. We'll catch you next time.
We'll give you the update, and maybe I'll be able to tell you where I am today next week.
I look forward to it. That's Parney. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.
All right, that's Parney. I'll turn in my picks card at 11:30 because that's a thing we do each week. We'll crosstalk with AWOT, 11:45. He's got Chris Mooney on his show today. The Red Hot Richmond Spiders. They picked up a very nice win last night, and I believe they're 8-1 this season. Part of a strong non-conference showing for the Atlantic 10 Conference. And I'm not going to sit here and yell, they're three-bed league, they're four-bed league. But you got to walk before you can run. And I think they might be a two-bed league this year. I'm not saying the Spiders will get it, but Mooney's got the funniest thing. I mean, you would have said that system, no way that system survives a move to the portal era, that he's got to develop guys for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And I know that's his preference. And I know he hates the way it is now. I've never directly asked him, but I got a feeling, having talked to many other college basketball coaches. But what he's done, he brings in a new team every year, and sometimes he hits and sometimes he misses. And if you're a UR fan, I think you got to appreciate that. He's, you know, you're going to have misses, as everybody does in the portal. If this is a hit, though, and it looks like this might be a hit year, it's two in the last three. You're better than 50% there. I think that's pretty cool, what he's building out there. And they put on a very nice game day show, as VCU does, at the Siegel Center. Of course, tomorrow is the first of five consecutive Gotta Have 'ems at the Siegel Center. You'll hear it right here on 910 The Fan. No high school football. They'll do high school football Saturday, 2 o'clock on WRVA. Highland Springs and Verina both playing for a trip to the state title game next weekend. VCU Samford tomorrow night. It's 80s night at the Stew. 7 o'clock tip-off. Tickets still available. Then they'll play New Mexico, Niagara, American, and Ryder before they shut it down for Christmas. And when we come back, it'll be New Year's Eve, and we'll be playing A-10 basketball against the surprisingly bad Bonnies of St. Bonaventure. Did not see that one coming at all. Some really good matchups. Got St. Louis, VCU, January 7th. Get that one circled. That's going to be a consequential game. Of course, January 27th, the rivalry matchup against Richmond. Dayton's coming. George Washington's coming. That's going to be a fantastic game. George Mason's coming for senior night. A lot of basketball games we are fired up for around here. We'll get back to Commanders Vikings, which I think has a lot of intriguing plot lines. J.J. McCarthy playing for his job, certainly if the Vikings lose, they'll have a high draft pick. They'll go for a quarterback again. They have not seen enough to not go for a quarterback. He's got to win them out of top 10 draft pick range in these last few games. That's his job. Jane Daniels appears to be playing it cautious. I was hoping he'd come back this week. Doesn't feel like we're going to be in that mode. Looks like another round of Marcus Mariota coming against the Vikings. A good defense, a team that you go through these Vikings losses, they all hold up pretty well. The only one that really hasn't is the loss to Atlanta. Every other one, they lost to a good team. This will not be an easy one for the Commanders. But if they play like they played on Sunday, they can get it done. I want to get back to Blacksburg real quick, though. James Franklin did his signing day thing yesterday. Don't sleep on this achievement. So part of this is James Franklin, he built a top 25 recruiting class in 10 days. And that's exaggeration. That's not true. He'd been building this class for a whole year at Penn State, and he took the binder with him along with his crumble cookies, and he went to Blacksburg, and, you know, I'm going to call this kid. It's not a huge gap. Hey, come play for me at Penn State. Hey, come play for me at Virginia Tech. Two very similar institutions, football mad institutions, kind of in the mountains, kind of a little bit remote. One's in the ACC, one's in the Big Ten, and that is a difference maker. But a lot of the kids followed him. Great day for the Hokies yesterday. Here's James Franklin reflecting on what went down.
Well, I must admit, I haven't slept much, and I'm a little envious because I saw other coaches that got hired and they landed, and none of their commits decommitted from those schools. One guy landed, is playing, and the number one recruit in the country, I think, was waiting for him. We had a very different process, and we've been ripping and running. We had 17 kids in last weekend and their families on official visits. I'm the only hired coach in the building. I got a tight end, Pierce Peterson, asking me, what does the tight end room look like? I said, I have no idea. He said, who's my tight ends coach going to be? I said, I have no idea. He said, who's the offensive coordinator going to be? I said, you got to trust me. And we were able to put it together. And I'm proud of where the class was before and where the class is now. A lot of the Virginia Tech people jumped in and helped. I brought 8 people with me, off the field people with me from Penn State, and they were critical in this. A lot of you guys know Andy Frank and some other guys on my staff, but we were able to hustle and get some good things done in a very short period of time. But I'm going to sleep well tonight, I'm going to tell you that.
That was, first off, let's clean up 2 things there. That was a reference to Lane Kiffin, who walked into the LSU job, had the number one recruit in America. Lane Kiffin going all out on signing day yesterday, going hard with LSU. Another, and Awad and I can take this up later, as we do every day around here at Seep. Another data point, you can't have your Ole Miss coach signing guys to LSU on signing day before Ole Miss plays a playoff game. That makes no sense whatsoever. He was doing a big show down there. He's a showman. Say nothing else about him. He's a showman. Who's your offensive coordinator? I don't know who my offensive coordinator is going to be. Oh, come on. He's maybe still playing football down in Norfolk for a moment. You were down there at the football game allegedly just having a beer a few weeks ago. All right. Everybody simmer down a bit. He's got an offensive coordinator. He's got a staff coming. He knows what he's doing. And he's got a top 25 recruiting class. And that's before the portal. These kids are coming in. That is pre-portal. I think he's going to win again in the portal. And as you heard him say earlier, there's the relationships. He's got the relationships. And there's the money. Lots of teams have lots of money now. Money is no longer a differentiator as it was for UVA and landing Chandler Morris. Money is table stakes. If you don't have money, they won't pick up your call. You can have the best relationship in the world with a guy. How much are you going to pay me? Nothing. Well, I'm not coming. I'd rather go play for that coach who I'm not sure I trust, but he's got money. But James Franklin's got the money, and he's got the relationships. He had a very nice day on the recruiting trail yesterday, signing day, Virginia Tech top 25 class. It's not their moment, though. It's UVA's moment. Chandler Morris and the Wahoos going into Charlotte, taking on Duke. If they win, they are in the college football playoff. Brackets will be revealed Sunday, right before the NFL games on ESPN. That's going to be a wild night for UVA fans. It felt good to beat Tech like that. Everybody there had a really fun night. This would be just an above and beyond. Even if they don't win, even if they don't sniff winning in the college football playoff, to be able to say that you were there for UVA making the college football playoff, incredible juice for that program. All right, we got to make some picks. We'll do it on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.